Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
When it comes to self-care and natural beauty routines, dry brushing has emerged as a standout practice. It's simple, inexpensive, and boasts a wide range of benefits that go way beyond just exfoliating your skin. From boosting circulation to promoting lymphatic drainage to supporting a detox program, dry brushing has captured the attention of wellness enthusiasts, dermatologists, and holistic practitioners alike. But what exactly is dry brushing? And is it really worth the hype? Well, today, our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert, will walk you through everything you need to know about dry brushing, from how it works and its potential benefits to step-by-step instructions and tips for making it a safe and effective part of your routine. For over 40 years, Susan has been teaching people worldwide about the importance of year-round detoxification to keep the body healed, healthy, youthful, and energetic, and why dry skin brushing should be a part of most people's healthy living practices. Welcome, Dr. Susan, to the program today. Excited to learn more about why you think this anti-aging practice is so important to you. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, listen, it's always wonderful to be with you. And with all the decades we've worked together, this is a topic we've never broached before. And it's very important in my lifestyle. I'm excited to talk about it today to get everyone inspired to do this.
Let's start at the very beginning here. This is sort of dry skin brushing 101. What exactly?
Oh, like Sound of Music.
Well, yes. What exactly is dry skin brushing, and does it differ from wet brushing? Is there a difference between the two, and is that a naive question? Is that a guy asking a question that makes no sense, or can you give me an answer for that?
No, it's a perfect place to start.
Okay.
Like you mentioned, dry brushing, it's an anti-aging method of gently exfoliating the skin, and you use a special firm bristled brush. And people do it to help restore firmness, to get rid of dry skin flaking, common, a lot of women will know what that is, and encourage blood flow to certain areas of the body, and of course to support the lymphatic system in removing toxins from the body. In other words, it supports healthy circulation in the body and should be a part of any detoxification. You and I, in the last visit together, had an entire show on how to detoxify your body, and I mentioned briefly that you want to do dry skin brushing. Today, we're going to talk all about it. And you mentioned, is it different between in the shower when you're wet or dry? Brushing the skin wet, let's say if you're taking a shower, does not have the same and the most myriad benefits than the dry skin brushing. And that's what you do before you shower or bathe. We'll get into all of this.
Okay. Now, at what age should this be started? Is this something you do as a young adult?
You know what? That's a great question. And little babies, you know how beautiful and soft their skin
is.
So you don't do this with babies or toddlers or children even. But you could start this in your 20s. As one of your healthy living practices.
Okay.
But remember, the older you get, the more important it is to do it because the turnaround time of the skin cells slows down as we age. In fact, about a block from my home, a block and a half, is a wonderful day spa I like to go to every 4 to 6 weeks. And they have a variety of different massages and facials from which you can choose. And one of their full body massages that's an hour includes 15 minutes of dry skin brushing. And that's one of their most popular massages where you're on a table, you know, you've got a towel or a sheet over you. And they do 15 minutes of full body dry skin brushing, and then they wipe off all the dry skin flakes, and then they do the massage. It's really popular.
Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. You can follow her at her website, her name, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on X at Susan Smith Jones and Instagram.com at Susan Smith Jones, PhD. All of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've mentioned this before, and it's so important. Let's talk specifically about it if we can. What exactly is the lymphatic system? And then we'll cover how dry brushing supports this most important process in the body.
Yeah, well, the lymphatic system, it's really comprised of a network of organs, ducts, and tissues that help to keep the bodily fluid levels in balance and defends the body against infections. That's it in a nutshell. And the primary function of the lymphatic system is to collect and transport tissue fluids from intercellular spaces in all the tissues of the body back to the veins, and it helps return the plasma proteins to the bloodstream. And by the way, you've probably heard the word lymph, L-Y-M-P-H. Lymphatic is L-Y-M-P-H-A-T-I-C. The lymph refers to the fluid that flows through the lymphatic system. And I mentioned briefly last month when I was with you that you could actually, if you're doing a detox program, if you can find a place where they do a professional lymph massage, they know how to massage you and in the right directions, always up towards your heart. The movement flows towards the heart. You can get a lymph massage. If I'm doing a hardcore detox program, I like to actually go get a lymph massage. That's, you know, we can talk about the benefits of full body massage on another program, but you can get a lymph massage.
That's information that I never knew. Of course, there's a lot of information that I don't know, but that's fascinating that you can actually get that type of massage. How does dry brushing support the lymphatic system? And you've got in Hug and a Mug, the lymphatic system slows down during the winter months. Tell us about this and how dry brushing supports a healthy lymph.
Yes. Well, you know, you're right. I can tell you read a Hug and a Mug.
One of my favorite books.
Flow, yeah, it does usually slow down in the winter, and that's because the colder temperatures and usually less movement in the winter. You know, not as much exercise unless you live where you live and I live, where it's pretty much sunny year-round. But the colder temperatures, the less movement, slows down circulation. And because the lymphatic system depends on muscle activity, in other words, movement, to move the fluid, winter can often leave the body feeling heavy and congested. So the longer days of springtime and summer, with more movement, hopefully, more exercise, help circulation return naturally, making this season ideal for clearing, resetting, and supporting the body's rhythm again. And dry skin brushing is a simple way to support this lymphatic movement with a gentle upward strokes. It encourages, as mentioned, circulation and will leave your skin feeling totally refreshed and energized.
Why are you so enthusiastic about dry skin brushing? And how long have you been doing this? And what results do you see?
So are you sitting down?
Yep.
I'll tell you, I've been doing this for decades because my grandmother taught me how to do this when I was a teenager.
Ooh.
And I thought it sounded weird, and she did a little test with me that everyone can do, and I think I mentioned it briefly last time, but it's worth saying again. Everyone can do this little experiment. In your shower or bath, find your darkest towel. If you have a dark gray, a dark green, a black bathroom towel, put it on the floor of the shower or the bathtub. Take all your clothes off, and then you take a dry skin brush, and I'll tell you in a little bit how to get them, And you do your dry skin brushing, and you will be amazed at what falls down on the dark tail, because on the dark tail, you can see more readily all the flaky, dry skin cells that have come off your body. It's quite remarkable. And then, of course, you shake the towel out outside, and then you put it in the washing machine. So my grandmother, I was convinced, she taught me how to do this, and it's been part of my lifestyle now for decades. I used to do it daily. I now only do it maybe 3 to 4 times weekly. But for anybody who's never done it before, I encourage you to make a commitment to 30 days, because it takes about, depending on your age, the slower turnover as you get older, between 2 to 4 weeks for your skin cells to turn over. So if you make a commitment for 30 days, once a day, of dry skin brushing, your skin will look and feel 10 years younger by this simple daily practice. And then afterwards, then you might want to just do maintenance like 2, 3, 4 times a week. But it's incredible how your skin can look and feel like a baby's in just 30 days. And most women know all about the benefits of exfoliation. Men who don't have beards, who shave every day, they pretty much exfoliate a lot of the skin on their face. Women know that you can buy products that you could use once or twice a week to put on your face, your neck, your décolleté, or a scrub all over your body to help exfoliate the skin to increase that turnover rate to get the new, fresh, more youthful cells to appear. But the cool thing about dry skin brushing is you've got one investment of a very inexpensive dry skin brush. You don't even need to put products on your face. So it's a very effective and inexpensive healthy living practice most people can do.
Let's talk about that initial investment, the dry skin brush. Where do you purchase a dry skin brush? And is there a cleaning process, I would think, that you need to go through with those?
Yes. So actually, I usually purchase my brushes for myself, and I give them as gifts all the time at either my local beauty supply store, a health food store, a day spa, like that spa a couple blocks from my home. If I'm shipping it to someone, I'll go to Amazon. I'll get it on Amazon. If I'm giving it to someone in person, I like to pick it out so I can touch and feel them and see what the bristles look like. The key is, let's say you live alone. It's hard to get your backside. So if you get one brush, you want to get one with a long handle. I encourage everyone to get 2 brushes. You get one with a long handle, and then get the smaller, softer bristles, which is what you can use on your face. You don't want to use the strong, stiff bristles on your face.
Ooh.
That's too much. And I went to Amazon just to look, because I have 4 brushes. I have one with a long handle, wood, natural, always natural bristle, not synthetic or nylon bristles. I have a handheld one where your hand slips in. There's an elastic band, and sometimes I just use that on my legs. And then I have another long-handled one, so after I wash it out, if it's not quite dry yet, I have a backup. And then I have a nice, small, softer one that I use on my face. And when I went to Amazon, the prices literally range between the lowest was $9.99. You know, prices change daily, though.
Oh, yes.
And going all the way up to the handheld one that wasn't plant natural fibers, it was made from boar. The animal boar hair.
Okay.
That was $44, okay? I like the natural bristled. I definitely prefer that, often made out of plants like cactus or palm. So they're not expensive. If you dry brush every day, once a week, you're going to want to clean off your brush. Even if I do three times a week, I still take the weekend and I fill my bathroom sink up with warm water, to which I've added a few drops of tea tree oil. And I swish the brush around. I'm doing it with my hand. You can't see me. And then I rinse it well under the water. And then I drain it upside down so that the bristles face the absorbent towel. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then you make sure that the brush is dry before you use it, because this is dry skin brushing. Now, this doesn't mean when you shower or bathe, you can't use a loofah or some type of, I have these beautiful organic, I think comes from the sea or something, sponges. You can still use those in the shower, but to get the most dry, flaky exfoliation turnover, you always want to go for dry. You can do both. It's nice to bathe and have a wonderful bath and you clean off your skin. But if I just want you to know, not that anyone would care about this, but if I always start, I do my dry skin brushing, and then I always either shower or bathe. At night I might bathe, in the morning I might shower, depending on what time. And I don't want to immediately fill up the bathtub with the exfoliated skin cells that have fallen to the bath, right?
Okay.
So I rinse off with my nice warm water, then I fill up the bath with usually essential oils so that I'm not soaking in a bath with lots of flaky skin cells floating everywhere.
Yes. You've thought this through.
And so that's what I do. And then if I have time, women need to know this. The key to keeping your skin moisturized is the 3-minute rule. And after you shower or bathe, you pat your skin dry. This is for men too. You keep your skin a little bit damp and moist. And within 3 minutes, you moisturize it. And I know women understand what I'm talking about, and it just doesn't sink in. It just stays on the surface of your body. That's because all the dry skin cells are blocking it from being absorbed the way it should be. But you'll find after you dry skin brush and you shower, clean yourself off or bathe, and then put on the moisturizer, you'll see how it sinks into your skin more readily. So that's the 3-minute rule. And then after that, part of my routine is I'll go to the room where I have that full panel of the red light device, and I do my 15 minutes of, you know, still without clothes on, red light device on the front side, the back, and my sides. And that this is one of my most important healthy living practices to keep my skin at my very senior age youthful. I'm a few decades younger than I really am, but these simple things I do, like the dry skin brushing, which for most people could be an expenditure of $10, and the brush will last you for years and years and years if you just keep good care of it.
All this information and much more on Dr. Susan's website, very simply, SusanSmithJones.com. We'll talk about that as we go through the conversation, give you information at the end, how you can sign up for the monthly newsletter. But all the information on this topic and so many more you'll find on her website. Talk to us about this process that exfoliates the skin and why that is so important, because that's really something that is crucial, the way you talk about it. It needs to be done.
Yeah, you know what? It does need to be done. And interesting, Rick, that most people don't even know about this, although the topic of dry skin brushing is getting more and more popular, like you said in the intro. And one of the many reasons I'm so enthusiastic about this simple, effective, inexpensive process is because it easily exfoliates the skin, keeping everyone more youthful who engages in this practice. You know, like a good body scrub, the brush's stiff bristles buff away the dead skin cells, leaving the skin smoother and softer than it was before. And as mentioned, you do this process, it allows for the better penetration of your moisturizers. But I'm going to emphasize again, don't use the stiff bristles on your face. I also do not dry skin brush under my arms and my private area. I'll still do my décolleté. For people don't know, that's the area below your neck, above your chest, the décolleté area. And I'll go a little bit lighter on my neck, but I usually use the face brush on my neck too. But you don't want to forget any area of your body.
How does dry brushing support body circulation? How important is that to circulation?
Well, there are multiple ways to get your blood flowing. And, of course, the best way is daily exercise. Everyone needs to do daily exercise and stop saying, I'll start tomorrow, I'll start tomorrow, I don't have time now. And remember, another show topic, but it takes 21 days for your body and mind to accept a new habit. So for 21 days in a row, you make an agreement to exercise every day, and then your body and mind will accept it, and you'll look forward to it after 21 days. Or you could give up something. Maybe it's having a big dessert every night after dinner, or maybe you give up eating foods with white sugar and white flour. After 21 days, you no longer crave it. You've established a new habit. So one way to support body circulation is through exercise, but dry skin brushing comes in at a close second, because efficient circulation is crucial, Rick, to maintaining good health, because it helps the body deliver vital oxygen and nutrients to all of our muscles and organs. Okay, I'm going to admit that's not to say that dry skin brushing will get the blood pumping the same way as a lengthy walk and weight training can, but it still does provide stimulation that leaves behind a plumping effect on the skin. And this is why a lot of people do it, and I recommend it for people who have an issue with cellulite, because it doesn't mean that it depletes all the fat under the skin, but it, because of all the benefit of extra circulation, it gives you a glow and a plump feeling, a little bit of a plumping, so it makes the cellulite not look so apparent.
When brushing, is there an order, a direction that we should move our brush on the skin for the best results? Is there a right way to do this?
Great question. You get the most benefit for the lymphatic system if you perform this dry skin brushing in the direction of lymphatic flow, which means towards your beautiful heart. You know, this helps to increase the lymphatic drainage. I'm going to make it really easy for everyone, because it's hard to describe a diagram and exactly how to do it. But if you go to my website and in the search bar, just put in dry skin brushing. And I've put there a diagram in an article I've written about dry skin brushing that also combines an interview we did last time on detoxification. But it will show you exactly the directions to move the brush on your body for the most benefits for the lymph flow and circulation. Bottom line is, here's what I do. I start at my feet, and I use long upward strokes. I usually go in little circles, up, going up, brushing towards the legs and the hips. Then I move on to the arms, and I begin with the hands, and I brush upward towards the underarm area, although I skip brushing that area. and I use soft sweeping motions. Next, I usually then brush the torso, and I use lighter pressure across the stomach area and back. And on the back, I use my dry skin brush with the long handle. On the front, I often use the handheld one where I slip my hand in, and what I do is I guide the strokes away from the center, like the rays coming out of the sun.
Okay.
I start like around my belly button. I'm doing it now. You can't see with my hand, with little circles, and I go out, 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 up and around, out, out, out. And then for the fourth step is I usually finish with the shoulders and the chest. I use a little bit softer, gentle strokes, circular motions to encourage that sense of flow and release. But I've got a great diagram at SusanSmithJones.com. Go right to the search bar right on the top right and just put in skin brushing or dry skin brushing. And you, what you could do is you could print out that diagram, keep it in your bathroom.
We learned so much by understanding what you do, how you practice this. Tell us maybe a little more, and you've touched on this extensively, what you do in your dry brushing routine, and more importantly with that, the extension of that, how the simple process supports relaxation. Do you feel better when this is over?
Yeah, you know, I always feel better. I think part of it's psychological because I'm taking loving care of myself.
Yes.
It's also psychological because I know this process will help to keep me looking more youthful. But it's also good to have fresh skin cells. And then you can wear clothes where you show your arms, you show your legs a little bit without feeling embarrassed because you've got dry, flaky skin. And as mentioned, my routine is I'll do the dry skin brushing standing in the bathtub or the shower. And then let's say I'm showering next, I just shower all my skin off. And then I usually use one of my little natural organic sponges with my favorite liquid body gel, right? Clean off my body. And then, as I mentioned, within 3 minutes after patting dry, I put on my moisturizer. Then I go to my red light panel, full body, and do red light, which if you go to my website, put in red light therapy, you can read articles I have about how beneficial it is for making the skin look younger, reducing inflammation, giving you energy, helping to take away wrinkles. I could go on, and you and I did an entire show once on red light therapy. And in terms of, you asked about relaxation, this might be the best of all. This ritual of dry brushing at night, for me, is a welcome indulgence after a long day, and if that's the best time for you. Or sometimes I do it in the morning. It's a positive way to start off my day on a very positive tone or note. So I relax. I partake in a few minutes of loving self-care, and it just makes me happy. And I just love how this simple practice that can take 1 to 3 minutes, if you want to go a little slower, will just peel away, it's very appealing, by the way, all of the residue from the dry skin brushing.
Now, where do you engage in your brushing? This will help people because it's like, okay, this is great, I want to start. Where do I need to go to do this effectively?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say don't do it anywhere but your bathroom.
Okay.
You don't do it in the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom, because all of these cells will get into your carpet, on your floor, and you know they're little dust mites, little microscopic creatures that feed off of your skin cells. So I highly recommend to do it in a shower or bathtub, dry, you know, without the water running. That way you can rinse all the skin cells down the drain. That's definitely where you want to do it. And if you doubt how effective it is and you've never done this before, you will be totally convinced if you take that dark towel, put it on the shower floor or bathtub, do dry skin brushing, and you'll see what has fallen down into the towel. And then rinse the bath or shower off, especially if you're going to take a bath, because you don't want to fill the bathtub up without having rinsed away all of those flaky dry skin cells.
Are there any precautions that we should be aware of regarding skin brushing? And are there areas of the body that we should avoid skin brushing?
Okay, now that's good that we cover this, because I said it's good for most people. And just like over-exfoliation can wreak havoc on your face, and I can look at any woman, a lot of people get a little too addicted to exfoliation. They think it works well once. Oh, I'll do it every day. Doesn't give your skin time to turn around. And I can look at someone's face and say, whoa, have they overdone their exfoliation? So just like over-exfoliation can create issues on your skin, too much dry skin brushing can do the same on the rest of your body. And brushing too hard, Rick, or too frequently can leave the skin irritated. And if you go way too hard, it can cause abrasions. So if performed over a wound or skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, the condition could worsen and you could even create an infection. So if you're concerned you might have a skin condition, it's probably best to avoid dry skin brushing and to first check with your doctor and make sure that you do avoid any area of your skin that's irritated. As mentioned, I avoid my underarms, my private areas. I never will use that stiffer brush on my face. Do not do that. And when I looked online right before we started our visit, I saw that there's a company, I have nothing to do with them, but I buy their hairbrush, and when I have to order it online, I buy their dry skin brushes, and I like the company because they're natural bristles, they're wood, beautiful wood, and the symbol of the company is a dragonfly, and they're called Balula. But when I have to order it online for someone, that's what I get. My hairbrush is from their company. And they have a set of two, one with a long handle and another small, softer one for the face. Their set of two is $21. So I thought in case someone wants something they know that would be good, that's what I actually use in my bathroom.
And once again, this is not expensive to start participating yourself in dry skin brushing. And all the information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, once again, SusanSmithJones.com. You mentioned frequency before as we wrap up this part of the conversation. How often should we do brushing? Obviously, you can get carried away and other people notice that you got carried away. How often is is reasonable that it will really be most beneficial for you?
Yes, and I want to say, too, that men, it's just as important for men as women. And you see all the commercials on TV for men's moisturizers now, at least I do, all the time, almost as much as prescription drug commercials on TV.
Oh, yes.
And so men can, if they shave every day, they can pretty much avoid most of their face area. But I don't want people listening to think it's only for women. It's for men and women. And if you've never done it before, I would start with that experiment because it will motivate you and psych you up in the bathtub with a towel. And then I would make a commitment to 30 days because after a month, your skin will feel and look about 10 years younger. And then after that, you could continue to do it once a day, or you could cut back to like a maintenance program of 2 to 4 times a week Remember, if you're older, your skin turnover rate is a little bit slower. I go about 3 to 4 times a week, but it just depends on when you can fit it in, and you will see a difference. And make sure, though, that you never do dry skin brushing more than one time a day. And never over any irritated skin area.
Yeah, and that's so important. And again, all of this information, so much more, on Dr. Susan's website. You can listen over and over again to this broadcast by finding us wherever you get podcasts, in Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google, all of those, at Susan's website as well. And listen to it, get all the information to make sure you're properly prepared from a knowledge standpoint as you go into dry skin brushing. Give us some concluding thoughts on this effective method of keeping our bodies healthy and youthful. What do you want us to remember?
Well, I think 99% of everyone listening, if you don't do it yet, you would benefit from it, unless you had a skin irritation that covered your whole body. And I call it an exfoliating, relaxing, anti-aging, very inexpensive ritual that may be worth doing to amp up your self-care routine with a practice that's both meditative and skin-loving. And oh, by the way, Rick, I didn't mention to you that it's a centuries-old Ayurvedic technique that can absolutely whisk away the dullness of your skin and maybe even the dullness of your life.
Ooh.
You know, at the very least, it's one purchase of a good dry skin brush. You could start off with just one, although I do recommend the second one, the softer one for your face. You make sure it's good quality, natural bristles. And this is an invigorating sensory experience with myriad benefits for the body, mind, and spirit. I love that it's inexpensive. I love that it takes 1 to 3 minutes, depending on how long you want to take to do it, and you get immediate positive results.
This has been a fascinating conversation, talking about dry skin brushing, a simple way to detoxify, rejuvenate, and renew your body. Fascinating. First time we've done this in all these years we've been doing programs together, and a lot of great information here. We mentioned during the course of the program, or I did a couple of times, your books. Where can we get copies of your books? An author of many, many books. Talk about the Uplifted Hug in a Mug, revitalized with superfoods and healthy living extras, and the new award-winning novelette for kids and adults, Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. Where can we get information on these and all the books that you've written?
Yes. Oh, so it's so simple, Rick. You just go to my website, and it really is my name, Susan Smith Jones.
So simple.
America's three most common names. When I check in at hotels, the looks I get of people thinking, couldn't you be more original on the
that,
name
yes.
you made up? And I just smile. You know, you don't say much. But so just go to SusanSmithJones.com, and right there in the navigation bar, you'll see the word books. And there's a little drop down, and you can check out Joy and the Butterfly, Uplifted, A Hug and a Mug. I'll mention something about Joy and the Butterfly in a moment, but at the top right, at the very top right of my website, no matter if you look at it on a cell phone or a big computer, there are two buttons. One is the big X for X, tweets, and the other says Susan's Links. And look what I wrote in the name Susan with a different color. Very special that I'm not going to tell you. You have to look at it. But that's where you can go to get my Instagram, my X. You can learn more about dry skin brushing there with a link. You can learn more about red light therapy, about infrared saunas. I have 7 or 8 links that everyone will love. And then Joy and the Oh, then sign up for my newsletters. You'll get once a month. They're free. Right there in the navigation bar, it says subscribe. And then Joy and the Butterfly. I told you, it just won the gold medal.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Mom's Choice Awards organization. It's like a Pulitzer for a children's book, although it's a novelette. It's 18 chapters of an enchanting, heartwarming story about a spirited young girl, Joy, who reminds us about the power of optimism, the importance of spreading kindness. She's sort of a cross between Pollyanna, Anne of Green Gables, Charlotte's Web, and she becomes the best friend of this magical butterfly. They become besties. And this butterfly, with all her ups and downs of having moved with her family from the bustling city to a beautiful farmland with animals and nature all around her, she learns all these life lessons. And I've designed it so kids who can read well can read this novelette. Kids who can't read are going to love the most dazzling images.
Yes.
And then adults who are like we are, Rick, who are young at heart, the magical, positive thinking storylines, most adults are saying it's emotionally healing and it's the best thing they needed to snap them out of depression, anxiety, feeling hopeless. So the book is for everyone. And if you go, here's where you need to go to get the beautiful, ultra-premium color copies. Amazon doesn't carry the ultra-premium color, but you'd have to go to my website. You go to SusanSmithJones.com/joybutterfly. That just takes you to the Joy and the Butterfly page on my website. So, and when you get there, I want you to know I just posted this for anybody who wants it. In the book, on one of the pages, I created this beautiful creed. I guess you'd call it a creed. It's called Thoughts to Live By Daily. And it's a beautifully designed one page. I've given you three different versions. And it's like a set of aims which can guide one's actions in a positive way. You can print it out free. There's a vertical list of 21 entries. They're all two words. And in the story, Joy has this creed on her bedroom wall. And I say in the book, you can go to my website, go to the Joy and the Butterfly page, print it out. You can give it to people as gifts. You can put it on a bedroom wall, an office wall. You can hang one up at your church. You know, some of the entries are pray daily, smile more, dream big, laugh often, have courage, be grateful. There are 21 of them is value butterflies. Live faithfully, celebrate life. It's just a reminder of the good, value-driven, faith-forward, the perspective that I bring throughout this book, because I think kids and adults more than ever before need something to read that's enchanting, that's positive, to help anybody to become a magnet for blessings. And you become a magnet for blessings, as the butterfly teaches Joy, when you're kind to others and to yourself, and you look for the magic in ordinary days. And her experience, Joy, with her horse, her special animals, her twin brother, her four other siblings, her parents, the magic that happens in the farmland and the secret garden. It's a story that came to me literally in the 70s, and I've been thinking about it for decades. It then took 3 years to put this book together, and I feel so honored that it just got the Gold Award, the Gold Medal for the best family-friendly book and inspiring story. So, and yes, Amazon has it, but it's not the ultra-premium color. It's still color, but if you go to my website, you have different options for the same price of getting the most ultra-premium color and a little bit thicker pages, so it will last a lifetime.
It really is an important addition to a family library and an heirloom, as Susan said. It can be passed down from generation to generation. Always a gift you're looking for somebody, and for young people and for adults, or something that we all can learn from this enchanting story that she tells in Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. All this information, of course, on Dr. Susan's website. So much there, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Looking forward.
And you, wait, Rick, you know what? Here's a quick P.S. If anyone wants a special premium color hardback version autographed by me that includes a personal note card to you or anyone you're gifting it to, and a beautiful bookmark, again, on the page, SusanSmithJones.com/joybutterfly, you scroll down, you can find out how to get personally autographed copies for me sent anywhere in the world.
And that just makes this gift even nicer. You've got this gift there. You've got the author with a personal note to whoever's going to receive the book. It's so well thought out. And again, the information on Dr. Susan's website. It is always a pleasure. Excellent show today. Thank you so much for being with us, sharing information on dry skin brushing, simple way to detoxify, rejuvenate, and renew your body. And we'll do this again next month, okay?
Thank you. I look forward to it.
It is always fun. I'm glad you said yes. I would have been in trouble if you hadn't have done that. Bricks are like 10-year string of doing monthly programs here. So Dr. Susan will be back with us next month. And again, all the information on her website, SusanSmithJones.com.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.